producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Yesterday, that you were hearing proposals that were just crazy from your colleagues. Who are you talking about?
Well, I mean, right here, to talk about we're just going to have a 10% tithe, and that's how we're going to fund the government, and we're going to just fix everything with waste, fraud, and abuse, or that we're just going to be great, or we're going to ship 10 million Americans or 10 million people out of this country, leaving their children here in this country and dividing families. Folks, we got to wake up. We cannot elect somebody that doesn't know how to do the job. You got to pick somebody who has experience, somebody that has the know-how, the discipline. And I spent my entire lifetime balancing federal budgets, growing jobs, the same in Ohio. And I will go back to Washington with my plan, and I will present it within 100 days, and it will pass, and it will be strong again.
Thank you, Trump. 30 seconds.
First of all, John got lucky with a thing called fracking, okay? He hit oil. He got lucky with fracking. Believe me, that's why Ohio is doing well. And that's important for you to know. Number two, this is the man that was a managing general partner at Lehman Brothers when it went down the tubes and almost took every one of us with us, including Ben and myself, because I was there and I watched what happened, and Lehman Brothers started it all. He was on the board and he was a managing general partner. And just thirdly, he was so nice. He was such a nice guy. And he said, oh, I'm never going to attack. But then his poll numbers tanked. He's got very, that's why he's on the end. And he got nasty. So you know what? You can have him.
Wow. Donald Trump on the loose. Another highlight from what was the Republican third debate coming out of Colorado. They had it at Boulder. I think the biggest thing that stood out for me for the evening was lame questions, brutal moderators who might do well in the financial arena, really not so up on their facts, and the questions were weak at times. I'm sorry, two-hour debate. What's your favorite apps? And should there be a holiday after the Super Bowl? I don't think so. And then it seemed like attack. But where was the substance to the question? There was even some questions that didn't make any sense. They were inane, and it was a brutal, brutal debate. The worst moderated debate that I've ever seen on a national level from my perspective of the years of covering politics. And I don't say that lightly because I'm not out to try to attack a bunch of media people. Who cares? Except for that it was glaring. I watched the whole thing, so I clearly saw what was happening. And you don't have to be a hardcore Republican. You don't have to be a Tea Partier. You don't have to be whatever the label is to look at this objectively and say, yeah, that wasn't good. That wasn't good. That wasn't moderated well. You know, it used to be it was such a privilege to moderate a debate. It's like, oh, you're kidding me. You picked me out of all the journalists, all the people out there to moderate this debate. I got tapped to do a debate. That was a big deal. Certainly back in the day, it was a big deal. And things have eroded and changed, and personalities have been melded into news people and all of that. I get it. But of all the debates so far, there is no question this one didn't come off well from that point of view. There were highlights and lowlights along the way. You just heard one of them for sure. Who won? Maybe who cares? The polls now, some of them anyway, have Ben Carson just ahead of Donald Trump. And then a series of folks that aren't even in the double digits, from Jeb Bush to Chris Christie on down. Rand Paul is just a blip on the radar screen. He came out so hot when he first declared and has cooled off for sure. So there were 10 that met for this third Republican debate. CNBC, they had the reins of the thing. So you figure economy-focused debate. Trump, Carson, Rubio, Bush, Fiorina, Cruz, Huckabee, Christie, Kasich, Rand Paul. And Trump and Carson took some hits, some slugs from other people, especially John Kasich, who was pretty aggressive in this one. There were people complaining about the amount of time that they got. There was boos from the audience and the tone of the questions from the debate. Let me give you little snippets. Fiorina said, I am a leader who will actually get results in Washington, and I'm Hillary Clinton's worst nightmare. That's her big tagline. If she were a speaker, I'm Hillary Clinton's last and worst nightmare. Cruz, I've actually stood up to Washington, including Republicans, talking about filibustering. That's what he's alluding to there. Christie, government spends too much, and I will change its culture. Rand Paul, government is too big, and I will cut it. He talked about it being teeny, 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 teeny. Now, I do agree with Paul there. I like Rand Paul. There's a lot of things that Rand Paul says that make sense to me and made sense to me when he was running and came in, but he doesn't have the chops for this. He's not getting any of the poll numbers. There's absolutely no way of everybody on that stage. It's not happening for Paul, and that's too bad for some of what he proposes that I really like. And states' rights, I'm big on that. We do need a federal government. We do. But it's such a machine. It's crazy. It's cockamamie. It's out of control. There's too many tripling of jobs. I think if you audited some of those jobs and some of what was happening, we'd save some money in a good way. Not just booting people out, not just cutting people to cut people, but to look at, are you kidding me? What's happening here in the IRS? What's happening here in the EPA? I have friends that have told me incredible stories when it comes to doubling up. But again, that would have to be an audit and everything else. So Carson says that he wanted to thank people for being civil, and people are waking up to the idea that government is too powerful. So then again, another government thing. Trump says our country doesn't win anymore. He said that he got the debate cut to 2 hours and had Carson's help so that we can get the hell out of here. That's how he phrased it, and the crowd went crazy over that. Rubio really always throws back to his family and how hard they worked and all that he saw growing up. And he said, I've lived the American dream, but that is now slipping away for millions of Americans. We can expand it. Huckabee said, this isn't a game, but all Republicans want to fight for America and get this country back on track. And he talked about this. He said, yeah, this is a game for you, and we're all standing up here, and because they get it. They're feeling that way, that because they're reading all these stories about their how many the networks, how much money are they making because of the ratings, and then they're up there, the first one for over 3 hours. And Rubio said Republicans are talking about reform of entitlement, but Democrats will no doubt demagogue the proposals. So it's interesting. I mean, I could go on, and I took copious notes. Say Bush, by the way, said these new fantasy sports markets should be looked at for anti-gaming regulation, and he got a rebuke, if you will, from Christie, who knocked the question as a whole. Who cares? We're talking about fantasy football. I agree. Who cares? Stay with us. More coming your way on the flip side.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work. Sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Nooks and crannies. How about all of you outside of our borders? I know you're listening to us all different ways, downloading it from GCNLive.com, checking out TuneIn, catching us that way. Remember, you can always be a part of the show. I know you're listening to us in Europe, and even we've got some people in the Middle East, in Asia, to my pal Roger in London, Christina in Sweden. Or you can always send us an email, and we appreciate it. It's great. I love having the international audience of expats and other people who listen to ATN. And many of you do partake in the mailbag, so I thought we'd throw in a little international flair this time around as we check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Hugh, who does, in fact, live in England. Kate, I am sending this to you from Piccadilly Circus. I trust you know all about Piccadilly Circus. I think I heard you mention spending some time in England. I listen to America Tonight. I get a good chuckle out of a lot of the things that you talk about. I find your presentation very fascinating. You seem like an interesting woman, and I enjoy some of the callers who are pretty rabid in their stances, but I enjoy that. So my question to you, my sweet dear, is who do you believe wins this election? You know, we put money on your elections because we gamble here in the UK on almost any and everything. Wow, if you're asking me for a gambling tip on the elections, you got to check out my NFL predictions. I don't know that you want to go there with me. You know, Hugh, it's so wide open, in a sense, right now. I think, okay, let me just throw everything aside. Ideology, who I think shouldn't be running, who I can't believe was running, who got there because somebody put them there, you know, anything that could possibly lead to somebody running for this kind of office. And I'll say this, the people that I know, whatever their label is, I'm saying people in the Republican Party, people in the Democratic Party, people who really are independent, they're saying Hillary Clinton. That Hillary Clinton did the Benghazi dance, kept her temper down, and despite the fact that she was there for 11 hours, they move on from that. Then you look at the Democratic debate and who's challenging Bernie Sanders, but he has the socialist tag and he can't knock off Hillary Clinton, so she gets the Democratic nod, and then the Republicans, it's eeny, meeny, miny, moe. And can Trump go head-to-head with Hillary? Can Carson go head-to-head? Can Rubio go head-to-head? So I am telling everyone listening what I know from the inside scoop, which could mean absolutely nothing. Because no matter what anyone tells me, they have a filter. People have filters. You know, I think often Sonia Sotomayor gets it wrong on the bench, but she got one thing right. When she was going through the process, the nominating process, she was asked about, can you be objective? Can you put politics aside and your views? And she said, no. She said, nobody can 100% say that they can do that because you come from a reference point. You're a living, breathing human being. How can you totally feel nothing and completely as much, and she wasn't saying she was not going to try to go letter of the law. That's what we do. But look at, we talk about this all the time. What side does the Supreme Court come down on? 5-4? Or is it stacked more with conservatives? Is another more liberal judge going to get in? So that's the problem when you look at the election. Hillary Clinton, one-on-one with a Bush, Jeb Bush runs? Oh, no way. Clinton gets that, wins that. I just can't see it. Now, it depends so much to me on who she's teed up with, who's on what I call the undercard, who's the VP, and who is ultimately nominated for the Republicans. Who's that person? How dynamic are they going to be? How are they going to be as a team? What can they do that can pull away the steam from Team Hillary? You know, that's the answer. And who goes out and votes? We have a country that doesn't vote, Hugh. So it's not strictly popular vote because of the Electoral College, but trust me, if there was an avalanche in one direction, oh, you bet. But that still doesn't motivate people, especially on the West Coast, but just in general. Even though there's absentee ballots and all that other sort of thing, that ways, convenient ways to vote. So that's why I say look at the numbers, and they're staggering, they're so low. I would hold my pounds because that's what you're spending, and I would wait till we get a little closer. I wouldn't put a long bet on this. I just wouldn't. I wouldn't put a long bet on it, unless you don't care. There's the answer. Okay, we move on, and I'm going to go to another one. This one is overseas, too, as well. This one is from Lance, who is listening to us in the Bahamas. Miss Delaney, I listen to the show all the time. I am an American living in the Bahamas. I am a golf pro. I've heard you talk about sports, and I really respect your knowledge. Living in the Bahamas, kicking back, and doing what I do for a living is a blessing. There are so many things I miss about being on the mainland, being back in the USA, but there's so many things that I don't care about. And it seems to get worse and worse, or perhaps we're just focusing on it. But there are a lot of haters out there, Kate. I don't understand. Am I living in paradise? Do I have rose-colored glasses on? Or does it seem like there's a lot of haters? Oh, there's a lot of haters. Do I think it's Armageddon and we're going to collapse here in the United States? I really don't think so, no. Because it's not in the vested interest of the people who have decent lives to have that happen. Money talks, and money can buy a lot of things. There is massive frustration out there, however. And that's why I say, get to know the issues, get to know the people representing you, because you can sway those elections. Evan says, America Tonight, this nail the scorey thing. When do you do it? We do it Tuesdays into Wednesdays. Depends on your time zone as to what time. But it's the last segment in the second hour. So if you want to compete, and you can send us an email when you hear that, or you can call us at 855-266-5283. A couple of people email me every week. Sharon, big shout out to her in Portland, Maine. She picked the Broncos. Bob picked the Packers. He's in California. A slew of people called us, and then there were more also that sent their guests in. So either way, it's all good. You just have to get it in before the segment is over. Otherwise, it wouldn't be fair to anyone else. Yeah, can I have a couple of days to think about that guess? That's the idea. You're just trying to not think about it. Here's a great experiment. If you have trouble making up your mind, someone told me this a long time ago, and it's brilliant. You know, when you used to go to Fridays or go to other restaurants where the menu is so thick, it has like everything on it, anything you can imagine. So you go in there and the waiter keeps coming back and you can't make up your mind. You keep looking because there's so much to choose from. The thing you do when you have trouble making decisions, you go in, get your water, get your drink, whatever it is. You look at the menu and the first thing you see that jumps out at you, you just take it, whatever it is. Hopefully you like it. You just get that thing. You can't change your order. You can't think about it. You go in. I mean, you can look at the pages, but once you make that decision, boom, that's it. I love, 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 love that idea. Love it. And there's your incredibly twisted analogy to the story. One quick one. Lewis says, Kate, oh my gosh, that Mets game. Or should I say Kansas City game? They're becoming a royal pain for New York. Do you think the Mets are in trouble? Well, it's a 7-game series. It switches back to New York, but the problem is they're in an 0-2 hole. That's not good being in an 0-2 hole. And there was no hope whatsoever. 7-1 they lost. Johnny Cueto wins this thing, and he was amazing. They just couldn't get anything going with him. Couldn't get anything going. Stay with us, Brandon Lang and the odds next.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. Monitor blockitpocket.com. Or, will you forget?
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke, too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Week we get to talk to Brandon Lang. He knows all when it comes to the numbers surrounding the games. We are week 8 in the NFL, hard to believe. And he's at a special location. I'm told he's in Kansas City. What's up?
Gut-wrenching, heartbreaking. To be at the game, first of all, and to be a Mets fan. I don't know if I've said on your show before that my high school baseball coach is married to Terry Collins' sister, so Terry Collins has known me since I was 8 years old. And to see Terry get Sporting News National Manager of the Year, and to be pulling for the Mets, and then to get there and watch Familia give up a solo home run in the bottom of the ninth, up 4-3, one out, two outs away from getting game one with DeGrom going tonight. So you're sad about that, and then my best friend, he represents John Neese of the Mets, so I've gotten pretty close with John, and wanting to go to the games in New York, but he's got so many family and friends. The only place I could really get a ticket was if I came to Kansas City. So to see John come in and throw two scoreless, and I've set John up with some unbelievable golf. I have a lot of really great golf connections. So I got him Riviera Country Club in Bel Air in L.A. in the same day. It was him, Dylan G, and Dan Worthen, the pitching coach. But to get World Series tickets, I had to take it up a notch. So one of my biggest whales, one of my biggest clients, one of his best friends is a member of Pine Valley, which was ranked by Golf Magazine number one golf course in the world. So I told John, John, you get me World Series tickets, buddy, I'll step up and I'll get you on the number one golf course in the world. So he's going to play Pine Valley next year. So I'm at the World Series. So if DeGrom does a little better tonight, but okay, I got to tell you, the people in Kansas City haven't been more nicer. They are so humble. It's been a great place to watch a game, and it's a great little town. So it's been great, and let's go Mets tonight.
All right. I love it. Great story. Wow. Cool. All right, so we know who to go to for golf. Do a little barter.
Oh, yeah. Listen, there's no hey, you put on the black leather pants, I'll get you on any course in America. You know, but all my time at Caddy and people I've caddied for and, you know, huge chairmen and CEOs I've caddied for and cultivated those friendships and those relationships. And I've always said this to people that when I caddy, I never told people who I was. Mainly, you know, mainly because I want to cultivate that friendship and I want that, you know, I want that friendship to grow on its own standards. So with that, you know, I've never done that. And so 6 months later, when they find out I'm Brandon Lang, they literally go, wow, why didn't you tell me? I'm like, why? I would rather cultivate our friendship and you get to know me as me and not me trying to force feed picks down your throat. And then later on, if they are gamblers, they'll ask me for picks. And it's just been, I've met some unbelievable people and cultivated some great friendships. So along with that, one thing people do like to do on the golf course is they like to laugh. And so if I'm in your foursome and when we're going out and playing a round of golf, it will be arguably one of the most memorable rounds of golf. I know Matt Harvey, who pitched last night, John, Tommy, and myself, we went out and we played during spring training. And then afterwards, we all went to lunch. And after I left, and Dylan G was at the lunch as well. And after I left, they both said to John and Tommy, they said, I love that guy, man. His energy is unbelievable. He's a funny cat. They go, well, we really like him. And that's kind of the infectious personality I take out on the golf course with the jokes and the stories and everything. I've become a pretty cool cat to play golf with. So if you're like that, you're fun on the golf course, people like to have you come play. And I've been blessed to play some great golf courses and meet some great people. So
nice.
I hear you're a little golfer.
So I am a golfer,
I will have to somehow, some way, in the near future, find my way to Kate Delaney's town. Look, Kate Delaney, be late!
That'll be fun. Absolutely. So the information that is great that you didn't tell them that, and the information they were probably dying to know, and if they're looking at week 8 and they say, Brandon, what is the best game on the board? What game do you like the best?
Wow.
Do you have a game?
Yeah, I do. For the life of me. I know the public is jumping on Green Bay, and both these teams come out of the bye week. Both these teams are undefeated, and yet the line maker decided to make Green Bay a 2.5-point roll. Well, open 3 now. It's Green Bay minus 2.5, and pound for pound, dollar for dollar, I know Peyton hasn't looked good, and despite his interceptions and his poor play, this team's undefeated. And at home, where Denver is 24-2 straight up in regular season home games since he arrived. They've only lost 2 games at home. I just feel that with a Packer team that's 14-12 straight up on the road since 2012, you're telling me that Aaron Rodgers is going to go in there against that defense where he struggled on the road to score 17 to San Francisco, didn't look well doing it, didn't look well, you know, 2 weeks ago at home San Diego. They allowed Phillip Rivers to throw for 467 yards. They had over 560 yards total offense against Green Bay in Lambeau. And you have this defense at home with Peyton against a secondary that Phillip Rivers torched. I think we're going to see Manning at his best. And I'm sorry, 24-2 since you arrived in Denver and you're giving me 2.5. I'll grab it all night long.
All right, that's good stuff. Absolutely. And, of course, the background, too, like you're saying, what's going on with Aaron Rodgers. I think some people, it'll be interesting to see what happens with the on the money side of it, because I think some people are going to jump on the other side of that, just not looking at it from the point of view of having the information that you have and what you're saying. And that probably could be a very, very big mistake.
I think the line's going to move, too. I think there's still some movement. I think it's going to move in favor of the home team, I really do. And you know, if you really just take a quick second and you look at who Green Bay has played this year, and I'm not saying that you don't beat who's put in front of you. Chicago, Seattle was a good win. They blew out Kansas City at home. They played San Francisco, St. Louis, and San Diego. They haven't seen a quarterback like Peyton Manning, and the one quarterback they did, and Phillip Rivers, he lit him up. So, finds the value is with Denver.
All right, values with Denver. I wanted to ask you about the Monday night game, because what's going on with the Colts and Chuck Pagano? You saw what happened last week, and the Panthers at home, they're smoking it. They haven't lost yet. Do they preserve that? It's a small line. It's 7.5, I guess, Carolina's given up, but it's not double digits. What do you think?
Yeah, this is a really interesting game to me because as bad as the Colts have been, as bad as they've looked, They still have some offensive weapons, and they still have an offense that I still can stretch the field for Carolina. I don't know why. I feel like this line is moving. It was 6. It's now 7.5. I think the world's jumping all over Carolina off their performance over Philadelphia. But I call this a DD. No, not the double D's you see at your local men's establishment. But I call this the B-Lang DD, the desperate dog. And as bad as the Colts have looked, the NFL is a week-by-week entity. And I just feel like getting 7.5 with this football team that has the weapons that they do, I feel like they're going to be able to hang around.
All right. Wow. Interesting. That's good. And here's kind of a scrub game, but the Chargers, somebody wanted to ask you about this, the Chargers and the Ravens on Sunday, and Baltimore's given up 3.
Yeah, it's funny. It's a really, really tough game, but when I think it's all said and done, there's value with over the posted total. Ravens have gone over 6 of their last 8. 4 of the last 5 in this series have gone over the posted total as well. I believe both these offenses are good. I think this may be one of the most entertaining games of the day, and it can't stay under the posted total value with over.
Right. So, okay, so good. So look for that. And, again, just purely in looking at, you always say, what do you say, Philip, cry me a river. Every time I see him, you've jaded my view on Philip Rivers. And it's so true. He's a jack-in-the-box.
Yeah, he's always good for a pick-six on the road, which if you're going to get over early, you can count on Philip, cry me a river, to get you a pick-six in that game.
Absolutely. All right, so would this game be a layup or no? The Falcons giving up 7.5, Buccaneers and the Falcons.
There are no layups in the NFL. I will say that last year, the Falcons destroyed Tampa Bay, winning both by double digits, and it wasn't even close. And so when you start blowing 24-0 leads in the NFL and lose 31-30 and you're going right back out on the road, you have to question the psyche, even on the NFL level, of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Lovie Smith and has to get this team to regroup. Falcons started off the year 4-0 against the spread. Since then, no covers in their last 3. I think teams have caught up with them a little bit. This game scares me a little bit. I don't know what to do, only because I expect Tampa Bay to regroup. NFL, it's a job. You put it behind you on Monday, you get back to work Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and what happened the week before, you've forgotten about it. College football's not like that. College football lingers. There's so much on the line in 11 games to get bowl eligible that when you drop an emotional game, kids don't react like they do in the NFL. So I don't know. My lean would be toward Tampa Bay plus the 7.5 just because I think their defense matches up well with Atlanta. But I can't get over the fact that I think in one of those games last year, I had Tampa Bay in that double-digit blowout and said there's that I never used Tampa Bay against Atlanta the rest of my life. So I don't know. That one's got me confused.
I like that. All right, go to BrandonLang.com. Enjoy your time in KC. Great stories, great stuff always. And we'll talk to you again next week.
You got to remember, if you've not taken advantage of it, we changed the one-day all-access pass to 1 week. So it's like a $7,000 value. Wait for Saturday or Sunday, and you'll get an entire week free. And you'll see that me and my handicappers know what we're talking about. So it's now a free week all-access pass, courtesy of Langer the Banger. Keeping it real in KC.
All right, I love it. Thanks, Brandon.
Yeah, remember, Kate, don't drop that shoulder in the slot. Maintain that spine angle. Keep that right shoulder up. As you come down, make sure those hips get through. Wiggle your butt a little bit. You'll pipe right down the middle bit.
I love that. Great golf tip. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, see you,
every night before I go to sleep, find a ticket, win the lottery, scoop the pearls up from the...
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The New York Mets in Game 2 of the World Series. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're flipping through the final couple of turns here for this hour of ATN. And it was all Royals all the time. 7-1 over the New York Mets. I'll give you pretty much the synopsis of the game. Johnny Cueto, unbelievable on the mound for KC. I mean, good enough. He gave up one run in the fifth inning. After that, the fifth inning for the Mets, bottom of the fifth, was disastrous. Jacob DeGrom, who was pitching for the Mets, was off. Command was off. And an 0-2 pitch, the world changed and shifted for sure. Extra base hits, men in scoring position, gave up three in the fifth inning. Before that, two in the entire postseason. So what you need to know, 7-1 loss. The Mets are in an 0-2 hole. Not good. Coming back, they'll play on Friday. And this is, of course, in New York, so at Citi Field. Noah Syndergaard now has a huge task on that hill to protect what he can. Yordano Ventura pitches for the Royals. The Royals are just such a complete team. It's crazy. But it's in New York. things could change. They've got to be able to pull a couple out. That first game, they could have won. That was so dead even between the two teams. The second, just a complete blowout of the New York Mets at your World Series, if any of you are watching the World Series. It felt like a sporting event at times. This will be the talk into the weekend. Who did what and what was the Republican debate like and how does it stack up and who won and who scored more points. To me, Carly Fiorina was really a non-factor. She wasn't really asked that many questions, though. She wasn't included as much, just like so many others on the stage. So it wasn't that she was just isolated. It was that there were a few people that seemed to be isolated. There were some stupid questions. Would you make the day after the Super Bowl a national holiday? I've been talking about it throughout the show. What are your favorite apps? It just wasn't the right place for it. It wasn't like some town hall meeting. It's supposed to be a debate on the economy. And yes, there were questions of that sort. So the clever, it was almost, yeah, I know what it was. It was probably somebody saying, listen, we got to get in younger demos and let's liven this baby up. Everybody's about apps and, you know, let's throw in that sports question. And it just didn't fit. It was stupid. So, and Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio both went after the media. So did Donald Trump. So did Mike Huckabee. I mean, really, everybody on the stage did to some extent. So I looked at what the pollsters had to say. The Zogby poll had Marco Rubio and John Kasich as the best. Two guys that are not registering as high in the polling numbers. Isn't that interesting? And Marco Rubio as the winner. See, he came back on bad questions. He was able to transport himself out of that. Pretty credible. I think Rubio handled himself extremely well. And Kasich, I guess, did too, but Kasich, there is no way he has a prayer of getting this. I'd be so stunned. I mean, things can change, absolutely. But I don't see him changing that dramatically. And there were times during the debate that the moderator was booed. And so the question about corporate ties for Dr. Ben Carson had a lot of booing going on. A lot of booing. And what he said was, I guess the question was, and the moderator, the debate moderator was Carl Quintanilla, who was booed massively after pressing Carson on his corporate associations. He talked about his membership on the board of Costco. He said, and see, this is interesting. What he said was, what he asked was, he said, you're on the board of Costco, which has been called the top gay-friendly brand in the country, partly because it provides domestic partnership benefits. Why, he asked, would you associate with a company that runs counter to your Christian beliefs? And what Carson said was, I believe that our Constitution protects everyone regardless of their sexual orientation. There's no reason why you can't be perfectly fair to the gay community. They should not automatically assume because you believe that marriage is between one man and one woman that you're a homophobe. This is a myth that the left perpetrated on our society. He was then asked about Manatech, which is a nutritional supplement maker that claims the ability to cure autism and cancer and paid millions to settle a lawsuit in Texas. And he kept saying, yet your continued involvement. And he said, I didn't have any involvement with them. That's total propaganda. He said, in reality, I did a couple speeches for them and other people. It's absolutely absurd to say I had a relationship with them. Do I take the product? Yes, I think it's a good product. So he said, the homepage of the company featured his picture with the logo over his shoulder. And he said, if somebody put me on their homepage, they did it without my permission. And then he asked Carson about the vetting process. And then when he was trying to answer, the crowd pooed at the questioning. Oh, it's ridiculous. So that was kind of some of the circus-like things that happened. And listen, it was a thing on the economy. It would have been so much easier just to stick to that. But they move on, and then it's on to the next debate. And the Republicans have more debates than the Democrats. And I wonder if the ratings will start to trail off. And the interest will cool off or not. I'm going to say maybe not. One of the funniest things was Donald Trump saying, I'm not a comic book candidate. You're not? And what happened there was the, and this had to do with Kasich too, Kasich as well, because he blasted Trump and Ben Carson. He blasted Carson's plan to fund the government with a 10% 10% donation, church donation, tithing as they call it. And he said, we'll just fix everything with waste, fraud, and abuse. Oh, that's going to be great. And we'll slip 10 million people out of this country. We'll ship them out, leaving their children here in this country and dividing families. So he was making a reference there to Trump's illegal immigration policy. Trump shot back at him saying, Kasich got lucky with a thing called fracking. Okay, he hit oil. He got lucky with fracking. That's why Ohio is doing really well. And then debate moderator John Harwood got into it, asking Trump whether his candidacy was more like a comic book than a serious run. What a ridiculous one. And so he said, you've done very well in this campaign. You make another country pay for it. Send 11 million people out of the country, cut taxes $10 trillion without increasing the deficit and make Americans better off because you're greatness will replace the stupidity and incompetence of others. Let's be honest. Is this a comic book version of a presidential campaign? And he said, no, it's not a comic book version. And that's not a very nicely asked question the way you said that. He said he was trying to stop corporate inversions, building a wall to create a border. So there you have it. I mean, there's moments that I could just pile on again and again and again like that. It's the gift that keeps on giving and not. Because I think that Trump isn't having any of it, and if he can make the debate shorter, he makes them shorter. That is true. Because he doesn't want to deal with it. And neither do the other people on the stage. They don't want to be, certainly they don't want to be attacked and then have to come up with good answers on the fly for some really stupid, inane question. Just my two cents. How about yours? You can send it to me, americatonight.net. Happy Halloween. Here's some treats from Nathan.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.